A third opinion poll in as many weeks shows Governor Andrew Cuomo losing popularity with voters. This time it's by Quinnipiac University, which puts the governor's rating at its lowest ever. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
The poll, which shows Governor Cuomo at his lowest rating to date, with 44% of voters supporting him, also finds widespread dissatisfaction with the ongoing corruption scandals at the Capitol, says Quinnipiac's Mickey Carroll.
Well, these numbers are lousy for Governor Cuomo. They're lousy for the legislature. They're lousy for Albany.
While most say they like their own senators and assembly members, the majority of those surveyed say that all of the sitting politicians should be voted out of office so that New York can begin again with a clean slate. Carroll says the numbers paint a picture of a general malaise in Albany as corruption scandals have ground on and a hopelessness about whether things can be fixed. He says more than half disapprove of the way the governor has dealt with the ethical failings in state government in a year where both leaders of the legislature have been arrested and charged with running corruption schemes worth millions of dollars to benefit themselves and their family members.
Not dissatisfaction with his ethics. Let me make that clear. This doesn't say Andrew Cuomo is unethical. It says he doesn't handle it well.
The governor in the past has supported measures like public campaign financing and closing a loophole that allows limited liability corporations to skirt donation limits. But he has not pushed for them as end-of-the-session priorities. And he's even said attempts by the state's attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, to press ethics reform is coming too late in the session. The poll finds voters also disapprove of the top-down decision-making known as three men in a room. That's where major deals are struck in private meetings by the governor and two majority party legislative leaders of each house. And Carroll says the voters make a link to the ethics issues, saying a more democratic system would help curb corruption.
People tell Quinnipiac they think the three men in a room, the two legislative leaders and the governor, making all the decisions, or making all the big decisions, that contributes to the ethical cloud that hangs over Albany.
Governor Cuomo was in the New York City suburbs on Wednesday, where he's also lost ground in the polls. He's promoting a popular 2% per year property tax cap. It expires next year, but it's contingent on the survival of New York City's rent laws. They expire in 2 weeks.
It changed the norm in the state, and it changed the behavior in the state. And it is working, and it is working better than anyone could have imagined.
Cuomo also released a study that shows New Yorkers saved $7.6 billion in property taxes since the cap was enacted 3 years ago, and that New Yorkers are set to save $3.3 billion in school property taxes alone this year. The state Democratic Party, which the governor essentially runs, also launched a social media campaign to extend the tax cap. Republicans in the state Senate want to make the tax cap permanent. Cuomo is not pressing for that, but says he'd like it to be extended as long as possible. The governor says he hasn't seen the new poll. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.